Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
July 2nd. 2018 was the day I decided to start doing the Ray Taylor Show. I had been trying to find a podcast that I wanted to create that made sense, that felt like it was that I've grown from the previous decade of podcasting that I've done, most recently coming off of the Inspired Disorder podcast. That pretty much ended with Keith and myself in Denver. I tried to bring it back along with Ray Loves Movies and some other kind of podcasting ideas. And then Instagram released a new feature called IGTV, Instagram TV, which was formatted in the portrait mode. And I figured... And it was limited to 10 minutes, very similar to early days of YouTube, which is when I started with the Billy Dallas Show. But when that happened, I was like, well, I wanted to do something different. I figure it's a new platform. It's on Instagram. I would imagine it's going to be adopted by a lot of people, which I believe it's doing well. So I figured I start when that begins. July 2nd, I released the pilot, and I was doing three episodes a week, and I think I released all three episodes at the same time for like the first couple weeks. But yeah, that's a year ago. I knew it was coming up, and I just happened to look yesterday to see when the anniversary was. And it's this week, 2 days before 4th of July. So let me do some trivia real quick, just some key moments throughout the history of the show, because the Ray Taylor Show has grown. I have continued to grow and learn and try new things while doing the show that's produced completely different than the early Inspired Disorder podcast. July 2nd, obviously, 2018, it was the pilot episode and the first two episodes of the show. Then August 13th, 2018 is when I first started going daily. So between July 2nd and August 13th, I was doing three episodes a day, releasing them on the same day on Monday, I believe. And then I started scheduling them out Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then once I started doing that, I figured, well, let me see if I could do at least 5 days a week, right? Monday through Friday. So I started doing that. And once I, you know, kind of got used to a couple weeks of that, then I figured if I'm doing 5 days a week, I've always wanted to do a daily type of show just from like a consistency standpoint, something that's been recommended by like everybody that's become successful doing, you know, or, you know, had their audience grow doing social media stuff or online, content. Is one, being consistent, but the height of that consistency would be daily. And I've always kind of wanted to try and do that in some way. And so I figured once I was at five, I add two more. And that's when on July or August 13th was the first week starting off that Monday when I went daily with the show. And I've consistently done a daily one episode per day. And then September 12th, 2018 was the debut of Swipe Up, which was initially titled IG Explore, where I share my favorite posts from Instagram, which that episode is produced completely different in a lot of ways than every other episode of the show. It's almost like producing two episodes, the amount of time it takes. But it's one of those things where I wanted to see if I could do it. It's just like proof of can I do this? Can I do an episode where I have a screen, where I have the actual screen grab of my Instagram feed and talk about posts? And that's changed production-wise over the year. But the first episode, the pilot, experiment started September 12th, and now this week will be the 41st episode of that show. And January 14th, 2019 was the first episode using green screen, which was an episode where I talked about my website and my artwork. So yeah, those are some trivia, some moments in the show's evolution. Haven't really changed much as far as production-wise, just trying to get more efficient editing, because I do everything. I produce the entire week on Sunday, because that way on Saturdays are UFC fights, sometimes Sunday mornings, but it allows me to watch the UFC fights and then start the week off with, usually on Tuesdays, which is today, is the UFC. It started off as Thursday, and then I moved it to Tuesday. Then every Wednesday is Swipe Up, obviously. Usually do on Sundays, I will usually have talk about podcasts. Saturdays, a lot of times, it'll be a story. But a lot of the times, I'm talking about movies and TV shows and just different things that there's a few topics that I enjoy discussing, some lifestyle stuff, some like, you know, whatever, experimental stuff. But everything's produced on Sunday. I wake up, from the moment I wake up, really, I drink my coffee, smoke a joint, just to kind of get my day started. Usually try and take an hour or two to wake up. And in that time, I may start setting up everything, which you would have seen at the opening of the show. If you're watching the video version, you saw the time lapse, which maybe I'll be playing throughout the episode. I'm not sure exactly. But there's a time lapse of me setting up the studio with the green screen and everything. So I'll usually do that as I wake up, listening to a podcast or listening to music. And then I will go through and record the promo, the Instagram promo for the week. I will go and just start on Monday usually and prep a little board, the kind of things I want to say throughout the episode, and start recording. And then between each episode, I'll prep for the next episode. And I try to get done with everything. Man, noon is always a fun goal to get done. It usually takes 2 to 3 hours. I mean, 2 hours would be probably the most efficient, like, possible. Usually within 3 hours, I get all 7 episodes done. And then it's just a matter of dumping it all on the laptop, editing the audio, going through editing all the episodes, chopping up for the promos. So I'll have the full episode, and then I'll have usually a clip for the stories, Instagram stories. But the podcast is available everywhere. The initial thought was to produce specifically for Instagram TV, which it still is. Even the graphics I do all that on my Instagram account using GIFs and using the fonts and all that stuff. But yeah. It's available everywhere, despite that. In audio versions, it's a new episode daily in audio format, and then also on YouTube, which will format correctly to your phone when you go to watch it in portrait mode. But it's designed for mobile watching. It's 10 minutes or less everywhere podcasts are found. So subscribe. Do it. Rate, review. Tell all your friends. I'm pretty happy with where it's going. I'm happy with the show. I'm still trying to get better. But other things I do is paint. I make a lot of artwork. Go over to inspireddisorder.com and buy some. One of 800 available. Go buy at least one. And you can save 10% when you use coupon code INSPIRED. At Ray Taylor for me on all social media. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!